Often in the Old Testament, we hear the accounts of the prophets, and God has them do some weird things. Let's face it. A few of these prophets, they did some things that are just strange. And here's another instance of that. God commands Jeremiah, basically take your undergarment and do this, that, and the other thing. Don't clean it. Let it rot. Bury it in the ground. Go back and dig it up again. It's weird. And so people are watching the prophets do this. And we have accounts of them saying in other places, what is this thing you do? Why are you doing this bizarre thing, this behavior? And there's two points, really, for these weird types of things. The first point is it's kind of a poetic device that God is using through the prophets. He's saying, that's how weird it looks to you when somebody does my will. So far from you are my people from doing my will and living out my covenant, it's weird when somebody else does it. You look at the prophets and you think they're crazy, but they're doing my will. And that's what you think is crazy. Even when they're doing to you what looks like normal things, it's still my will, and so that's bizarre to you. It's not really so much the weirdness of the action. It's the fact that they follow the command of God. And so God's people are being put on notice. See how far from the covenant you are? You think it's weird when somebody follows God's will. And we can probably have experience of that in our own life, whether that's among family or friends or colleagues. If you stick to your faith, if you strive to follow the will of God, let's face it, to a worldly person, that's weird. That's just weird. Why would you do that? Why would you, for example, deny yourself of certain pleasures? It doesn't make sense. And so it becomes prophetic to live that out and to witness to God's command. And hopefully, as an icon, when you look at an icon, if it's written properly, it seems distorted to the eye. And the point of it is to wake you up to the divine. Following God's will looks weird and distorted when you're on the worldly side of things. And the second point is that the prophets are preparing us and the people who over the generations have reflected on the word of God, preparing us for what we're supposed to be doing, living out God's word in the flesh, not just hearing it, but living it out completely. And so it becomes a prophecy for Christ, the word made flesh. When Jesus did the things he did, it looked weird to the people of his time. He lived out fully, not only because he was doing the word of God, he is the word of God, manifested completely in the flesh. And so as we take in his flesh in this blessed sacrament, we certainly open our hearts to his power and the power of the Holy Spirit, that we too will have this prophetic life, this prophetic way of living out in our flesh the icon of Jesus, to be in a certain way the word made flesh in ourselves, that God's word may be manifested in all our actions this day.